Welcome to the Talk Poly to Me podcast, where we delve deep into the world of polyamory, ethical non-monogamy, sex positivity and more. I'm Rob.
And I'm Emma. Together we'll navigate the complexities and celebrate the beauty of loving multiple partners.
From sharing personal stories and experiences to discussing the importance of communication, trust and consent in polyamorous dynamics,
to exploring the spectrum of sexual encounters within ethical non-monogamy, we're here to spark meaningful conversations and provide insights into this ever-evolving lifestyle.
So, whether you're a seasoned poly pro or just curious about exploring new relationship paradigms, join us as we embark on a journey of discovery together. Hello and welcome back to Talk Poly to Me podcast.
We've been gone for a couple of weeks. You might not have noticed, maybe you did, but life got in the way. We got a bit busy. Rob had tonsillitis,
so I did.
There wasn't really much we could do with the recording because it had just been me, guys, that you were listening to.
Yeah, which kind of defeats the object of us doing it together. I had tonsillitis, which wasn't particularly productive to, you know, hosting a podcast, you know, when I've got no voice and I sound a little bit shit. Life's gotten away, but
we're back.
And today we thought we'd kind of do a bit of a structure around what does polyamory mean to us?
Yes. Yeah, I like that. And I guess also maybe covering some of the phrases or kind of like definitions that you may have heard, and you may know what they are, you may not know, or you might not have as good an understanding as you would like to have, and hopefully we can help a little bit more with that. I should also probably mention, I think this is probably quite important to our listeners as well, that Rob and I are both neurodiverse. So sometimes we may go off on a tangent in these podcasts. So please bear with us because we will get back to the point originally.
Yeah. Welcome to the ADHD gang. With a little bit of a zest of tism in there as well.
I meant eventually as well, not originally. But hey, it's all good. It's all good. One hour buzz. Yeah, so do you want to go first, Rob? Like, yeah, what does poly kind of mean to you?
Yeah, what does polyamory mean to me? Okay, so I think the reason what kind of defines polyamory to myself is having multiple relationships side by side as such, that kind of coincide together. Not sleeping around, it's kind of having multiple partners with feelings and love. And I think that's what differentiates polyamory away from, say, swinging or open relationships.
100%, I agree. Yes. Yeah, for sure. I think there can be a bit of an overlap in between the two, and I think some people kind of confuse them a little bit, but I think that you're right. The swinging is like, we're open, I'm married, we have sex with other people, but we don't catch feelings for them. I'm totally with you there. Whereas, and it's just fun, it's just sex.
Yeah, usually.
It could develop, but for me, that's where that line crosses. And when that develops and you've got feelings for somebody and you want to see them and you want to hang out with them quite a lot, you're poly.
Yeah.
For me, it's many loves. So if you're falling in love and you've got feelings for this person, then I reckon you're poly. I mean, there's a whole, it's a whole massive umbrella, isn't it? And a whole term, but I kind of view it the same as you, I think. And there'll be people that disagree with us.
Oh, completely, completely. But it's the same as, I mean, if you use neurodiversity, it's such a spectrum where people sit. I mean, there's, you know, there's other podcasters in the UK and globally around the world that may say they're not poly, but to us, we may go, actually, we'd kind of define you as poly.
Yeah.
Or the other way around, they may listen to us, or, you know, some of you listeners might go, well, that doesn't sound what the defined polyamory is. That sounds
to
a little
me.
Bit more.
Yes,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I don't agree with like what you're saying, but that's the beauty of it, isn't it? We all have our own kind of ideals, and some people are going to match more.
Exactly.
Than others, and some definitions. Like, even in my close friends group, there are people who have completely differing views to the way that I do my poly to the way that they do theirs.
Yeah.
But neither one is right or wrong.
Exactly.
We're all just doing it the way that we feel is best.
Exactly. The way that you host your polyamory, it's different to how I host my polyamory.
Yeah, you like to keep it quite separate, don't you?
Yeah, I am completely non-hierarchical, or try to be as non-hierarchy as possible. And yes, I do have them separate, not because, you know, it's behind each other's backs, because once again, that's also what defines polyamory, is having that open and honest communication and, the biggest word, consent.
Yeah.
All partners are consenting to what's going on.
Being in a polyamorous dynamic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for you, you don't need your partners to get on with each other. And you don't necessarily need them to all be hanging out together or want that.
No.
As a scenario.
No, so kitchen table polyamory is not something that I particularly practice.
Yeah. But does it depend on the partner?
Well, yeah, I mean, it does. I mean, even when it comes to me and you, although we're not partners, mm-hmm. you do have a kitchen table polyamorous relationship in the way that, in a general term.
Yes, I do like it, but I also appreciate that it might not work too. No. And there are scenarios where it hasn't worked for me in the past and where actually we've tried it and, like, I've gone, I tried to do that, but it's not really working. So I'm going to move into a more kind of, the word is garden party that I would look for.
Yes.
Where we can hang out.
Okay, I think that's right,
Like, hang out at important gatherings and things like that.
Yes.
But I'm not going to actively choose to hang out with you per se.
No, no, you don't. I mean, when we say kitchen table polyamory, people may or may not think of the whole you spending alone time in a non-sexual way, but in a platonic way with your partner's partner.
Yes. Yep. All them all being around. And like you've come over and we've hung out, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And my other partner and their partner have been here.
Yes.
To me, that's kitchen table. Everyone's just hanging out. Yeah. We're watching TV. We're having some food.
Yeah.
Garden party is more kind of, it's someone's birthday.
Yes.
We're all going to this thing and we're doing this thing because it's someone's birthday, but I'm not going to choose to see them around at my house.
No.
Or go to that house and hang out with them.
Exactly.
That's kind of the difference. And whereas, like, you've got parallel, which is like, I don't know that you exist. I know that you exist, but I don't know that you exist outside of knowing in my head that you are a partner of my partner.
And that's pretty much how I practice my polyamory. Mm-hmm. I mean, my dynamic has changed at the moment. We'll go into, we'll go over that at some point.
Share with us.
Yeah, I mean, so you may hear the term escalation and de-escalation of partners, which when I first heard it, it sounded very much a kind of angry type thing to escalate a situation and de-escalate a situation. So escalating a situation is going from friends up to partners.
Yeah.
Going from platonic to sexual. Once again, it's a very grey area.
Yeah.
And then de-escalating is moving from that kind of sectioned off partners kind of type thing to going back to being friends.
Or it could be like if you were living together to, actually, we don't want to break up.
No.
But this isn't working in this dynamic. So we're going to de-escalate the living together part and we're still going to stay together.
Yeah, yeah.
So de-escalation comes in many, many forms.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know whether or not your class is as de-escalation, but me and my primary partner, but it's not primary, but my only polyamorous person ended. We ended on good terms. As far as I'm aware, it just wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
So I am back to being a solo poly with no partners. But I'm still polyamorous. Just at the moment, I have no partners.
It also depends on, I think, how you define that. Because you're solo poly. You haven't got a partner. But like, so I've got my nesting partner.
Yep.
And then I've got what I would call, well, I don't know. Would you call it a comet? No, and it's not even somebody that I sleep with. But it's kind of like I have a few people in my world. I would class you as one of them.
Yeah,
that I'm close to. So, and you are important to me. Something happened to you.
Yeah, yeah.
I would be so upset and worried.
Yeah.
And I'd want to, like I said to you, we don't even feel about it. I want to look after you.
Yeah, yeah.
So for me, you've got a place in my,
yes,
like, solar system.
Your little solar system.
As it
like
were.
That.
Yeah, yeah, like, right? And there are other people in there that have a place in that as well. It's just, how can I explain it in my head? Some are closer to the sun than others.
That's exactly it. Yeah, yeah. You're in your solar system, your planets, they rotate and they can kind of become closer or further away.
Yeah.
That's probably a good way of putting
it. Oh, that's such a good analogy. I am good at this, man.
Need to trademark this, Emma. This is good. This is good shit. But yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of epic. Yeah.
Like yeah.
But how, obviously that's your first experience of kind of a de-escalation and things like that. But at the same time, you've also had kind of exciting stuff going on with other people.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And so it's hard, isn't it, sometimes, that juggle of, I feel sad about this, but I've got this really exciting thing happening over here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so, you know, don't feel too sorry for me, guys.
tiny violin.
Yeah, my tiny little Rob's little violin. I'm not alone, not by myself. I mean, I've got...
He's not sitting in a corner crying, guys, if that's what you're worried about.
No, I'm really not. No. It
sounded like you were then.
No, I promise. I mean, once again, everyone can define partners as different. Mm-hmm. For me, a partner is kind of you meet someone, you then start dating, then the dating then becomes
consistent.
Yeah. Yep. And then it kind of moves into a partnership for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have any partners per se, but I have somebody who potentially could be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're not poly. They are more of the E&M, C&M lifestyle, a bit more of a swinging kind of lifestyle, but they are open to polyamory and learning.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of stopping us from being partners, but she is incredibly special to me. And we'll see where that goes. But however, I also have someone else that I'm kind of talking to who is new to polyamory, has a friend who's polyamorous and is very much looking forward to this podcast coming out.
Awesome.
Podcast. Has got many questions I'm sure. For me being polyamorous, but yeah, who I'm kind of hoping to kind of be able to work something out, fingers crossed, if we
but
can.
But like I
out.
Said, I don't think it has to be defined, does it, as a as a partner. That a partner can, like, I don't think we have to put ourselves into a box of, like, you are my partner and you are this. Because I know that in the past I've been guilty of that. I mean, I've got these things where, and maybe that is part of my neurodiversity, I'm not sure, where I'm like, okay, for me, a partner has to be able to, like, communication daily, right, is really important to me. Like, ongoing communication throughout the day. I want to be able to see you 2 or 3 times a week, if I can, depending on how close you live. If not, once a week, like, that's kind of what I'm kind of aspire to, for someone to have a partner label.
Yep.
But that doesn't mean that I'm not open to other kinds of dynamics. And like, I might talk to somebody every single day, but only see them once a month because they live really far away. And it's the only time that we can manage to see each other once a month. Could they be a partner? Yeah, of course they could.
Well, that's what Belle was for me.
Yeah, yeah. So it could be, like, they could be a partner too. But I think sometimes we put so much pressure on ourselves to go, what is this? Are we partners? Are we not? And I think sometimes you have to kind of let it simmer, see what builds, and then you can kind of go with it. And it's been really interesting watching my nesting partner with his current, like, new dynamic and seeing how that's kind of evolved. And it's been really sweet to watch, actually. And it's been a few months, and then they finally, like, he got a new partner last week, I think it was, and I'm so happy, like, so happy for him. I'm just like, yay, this is amazing. And yeah, I'm just full of joy about that. But going back to what you said about the kind of E&M stuff as well, ethical non-monogamy, I think a lot of people think that poly sometimes, and I've had this as a woman on dating apps, right, where some people think that it is, oh, you're poly, so you just sleep around. No, I mean, if I want to sleep around, I could choose to do that, because, you know, like,
why not
you're
a grown woman here.
Yeah, exactly, right. And if I want to go and find sex, I can go and find sex. But I do not like the pretense that sometimes, yeah, you meet people and they're like, oh, so you could just sleep around and they don't care, da, 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 da. And I'm like, nope, let me educate you.
Oh, if only life was that simple. If only human nature didn't take over.
Stupidity take over.
Well, stupidity.
Potentially too.
Stupidity, blind sight, going into hindsight, and jealousy.
Yeah, yeah.
Jealousy is just, you know, that's
jealousy is a natural human emotion.
Well, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. So, you know, yeah, you're right. People just think that we're, you know, we can just sleep around with whoever we want. Well, that's not.
We don't get jealous.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, but we definitely get jealous.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, we get jealous.
Jealousy is like, I think being poly has probably been the best thing, like I said last episode, but also the hardest thing. It's taught me a lot about myself. It makes you have to look inside so much.
Oh, yeah.
And you realise that actually, and it doesn't matter how long you've been doing it for, I think sometimes those wobbles are still going to come, like, oh, what happens if they're better than me at this or that or the other? But the biggest, most important thing you have to remember is your partner is choosing you every single day.
Yep.
And if you can hold on to that and to remember that, it helps with that feeling of like jealousy or comparison or whatever it is. Because deep down, if you can find the joy in being chosen and remember that and hold on to that, it will really help to navigate the, yeah, that complex feeling. And it is a big, big thing.
Oh, yeah.
For sure, I think. But I've definitely been there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, but it gets easier. It does get easier. And also getting a lot of reassurance from your partner as well.
Yeah, definitely. Totally agree. I mean, I think our ADHD has kind of snuck up on us here and we've kind of gone a little bit to the left.
Have we? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
But yeah, so I think that's kind of what I class as polyamory is kind of the whole not just sleeping around, but having feelings.
Yeah.
And having multiple partners. And the way that I want to operate is parallel. Say parallel play wasn't quite what I meant. That's something completely different. But yeah, whereas yours...
Yeah, well, I think we've just covered emory. Mine is, I think it depends on the person. I think I'm learning that as I go on. Originally, I did want full-on kitchen table. Everyone must get on with everybody all of the time. And now I'm very much realising that although that is a massive ideal, there you go, it is a massive ideal. And sometimes you can't have the thing that you want. And that can be hard. And it can be hard to get used to going, oh, I thought it could be like this and now it can't. But I don't think that is going to stop me from pursuing that with other people and other dynamics and things like that. And I know that my nesting partner is really keen on the same and like having that kind of kitchen table vibe. And yeah, so we shall see how it progresses. But I think going into it or into someone else's world as well, I probably would like to kind of, meet Meta's. You know?
Yeah.
I'd love to meet my other partners or partners. So, yeah, I probably do prescribe to that. I would always want to meet people because I'm a people person and I don't want to be kept separate. But I completely understand why you choose to do that.
Yeah, I think... I mean, I've got a very slimline view of it all because I am still fresh out of the box with polyamory. I really am. And I am going through, you know, the tribulations of escalation, de-escalation, trying to work out what is for me, what's not for me, what I am looking for in a partner, what I'm not looking for in a partner.
Good job, you got me, innit?
It's a damn good job. Damn good job.
I help you on your way.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's an interesting one for sure. And I think the more you have like experiences, like the easier it will get for you to kind of understand that as well, because it's only through doing that I have got to this place, you know, and I am still learning all of the time. There is always something new that I'm kind of like,
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't think there's anything to kind of, and if anyone's listening thinking, oh my God, I'm like Rob too, I'm like, don't feel bad about that. And like, just embrace it and like talk to your more, if you've got people, your more experienced.
Yep.
Poly friends as well, reach out to us, you know, or like we said the other day or the other week, post on the Facebook groups, get in there and kind of ask for advice, because you will find a whole community of people who are willing to share their stories and their knowledge with you.
Exactly. And it's an amazing place to meet new people.
Yes.
Because that is where I've met three people, because it includes you. Because I forget that we met through that, through Facebook.
Yeah, we did as well. It's like completely bonkers.
It's Yes.
Yeah. So there are lots and lots of ways to meet lots of people. So is there anything else we want to talk about today, Rob? Or are we going to like do this as a little short one and kind of...
I think we'll leave this, we'll kind of wrap this one up as kind of, as what polyamory means to us. And I think our listeners have got a good foundation about me and you.
Yeah.
And then we can get on to some serious shit now. Yeah. We start getting on some good stuff now. So, yeah. So thank you very much for listening, everyone.
And we'll see you again soon.
Ta-ra.